Oh, we can adapt around here, Ed. Thank you very, very much. Ed is really a top producer, engineer here at 630 KHOW Talk Radio at its finest. This is Barry Miller with you, the consumers, home sellers, home buyers. First show of 2020, all wound up. All kinds of things have already happened. And by the way, yes, I saw realtors in other cities, and they're no better than here. I could honestly say that. However, I saw one. Well, I saw one really good agent, etc., and a handful not so good. But our purpose here is to help you, the consumers, have lower commissions. Yes, lower the commissions. You know that we feel that the 6% commission is an industry scam. And we're here to help you have higher level services. It's what's required, but if you don't know it and don't know how to relay that information, you're not going to receive higher level services. And of course, we also emphasize and encourage you to have shorter length listing contracts. And yes, we propose and we encourage you to have 90-day maximum buyer agency contracts, 90-day maximum listing contracts. But you heard the top of the hour that our theme is sellers beware. Buzzards are hovering around Denver in particular, and they want your property to be listed at a lower price this year. Be careful of those buzzards. So I am foregoing Barry's World today because of what I'm calling a potential train wreck that is potentially and likely happening for many of you as sellers. It's more important than my world today. So let's talk about this potential train wreck, because it is a big concern and it's rising among too many agents and too many facilities, and too many articles are coming out on how sellers may have to give lower asking prices because of why? I don't know. The articles I've read talking about home prices not so hot, talking about real estate values have peaked, and it must mean that the weather is going to be cold and cold and frigid cold, and oh, you poor sellers, our market is going down and down and out.
Barry, where do they get this information? Because it's misinformation. It isn't true.
It's not true. If I knew where they got it, Larry, I'd be kicked off the radio because they're pulling it out of some dark place, and we can't talk about that on the radio.
Well, all I can say is the Denver Post should be ashamed. They can get the same data that you and I get to prove that that is misinformation.
Well, Larry, on that point, let's talk about data. Let's talk about it from the data point of view, data or data point of view. So let's see. Hey, Larry, you're an economist with trained economic skills. Since when do lower home loan interest rates mean that home market values are going to go down?
Well, that's ridiculous.
Of course it is.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite. And let's see, our report today had interest rates going down. Larry, what has the Federal Reserve, the 17 members of that or something, what are they saying and that they think home rates will do this year?
Be flat as a pancake.
Flat as a pancake. And a couple of them say, it might increase by 0.25%. 13 out of 17, according to our buddy, you know, Elliot's report, okay, is saying that the rates will be flat. Well, guess what? The rates that we get, thank you, Dell, from NBH Mortgage, okay, community banks, by the way, rates are going down. That is causing more and more buyers to purchase homes. Oh, wait a minute, Larry. I know. They must think that there are way fewer buyers this year than last year. Larry, you just wrapped up the 2019 report, and the year of 2019, we had over 43,000 people in the Denver metro area put under contract a detached single-family home. Over 43,000. Do you remember how much it was last year, Larry? If we're sinking, if we're going down, then it surely must have been more than 43,000.
And I'm sure it was not. It's probably around 40,000, but I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, it's about 40,087. But let's just say we're 3,000 more buyers this year for detached homes. Ladies and gentlemen, that does not bring about a slowdown in January, February, March, April, May, or June for the Denver real estate market. So beware of realtors, yes, realtors, and the Colorado Association of Realtors should put in a counterclaim to that article in the Denver Post. Will they?
No, they won't, Barry, but they should, and the Denver Post should be ashamed of themselves. I hope they're listening to this. Give us a call. We'll pass on the facts to you.
Headline news, not buried in the paper. Front page this past week. Shame on you, Denver Post. Shame on you, Colorado Association of Realtors. Stand up, because one of your own was quoted in that article. You better read that article and undo it if you care about consumers. We do around here. And what we're saying is, sellers, beware. You're going to hear it this year, as you heard it from hundreds and small numbers of thousands of agents last year, Larry, in September and October, when all of a sudden they had to work harder to market a home. Okay, good. I'm so glad agents have to work a little harder, finally, after 5 years of nearly doing nothing, letting the market carry the prices up. Now, agents, you have to work harder, and bless you, good agents, for doing such a good job so often. Bless you, local realtor organizations, for working with your top active agents. Oh, I know that's a small percentage of your membership, but thank you and bless you for working so hard, diligently, to have more agents be better agents, Larry. And there are realtor organizations in our metro area and up and down the Front Range who are doing that for their top active members.
And Barry, where do we get this information? We get it from the industry, the real estate industry.
The same.
REColorado.com.
The same place that Denver Association of Realtors, the Colorado Association of Realtors, the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News. Oh, they're not here anymore.
Right.
Okay, but you know what? They have good people following the data. The data is the main source. Everybody, Zillow, gets its data from realtor organizations. In our case, in the metro area, it's REColorado.com. Larry, there's more and more and more information out there. I have, as you see, it spread out all over here. I don't have time to cover all this information that we have, but it's all here. Do you want another little market tip? Okay, data tip. Well, guess what? How many days of inventory do we have now, Larry, in the Denver metro area? About 42.
40. Yeah.
About 42. Well, guess what? That has changed during the year. It has gone up. How many did we have, Larry, approximately a year ago? We had 48, approximately 48 days of inventory. Now we're sitting at 42. Wait a minute.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make it a slowing down market.
Right.
Look, are you getting the message here? Every single point of data that we look to, except for one isolated case now and then, the data, not an isolated piece of property, the data is supporting a strong market for Denver. Now, Larry, let's talk about the super highlight. And now, no more sarcasm, no more beating up these people who are throwing out misinformation. What two markets in Colorado are positioned nationally to be two hot good markets for our front range. And yes, Denver is not one of these two. What two do you remember from that National Realtors report?
Colorado Springs and Fort Collins.
Fort Collins and Colorado Springs. Whoa, are they going? And you know where we do extreme data. Our data research is extreme, even compared to the National Association of Realtors. We don't have $1 million budget. We don't have 20 people on staff to create data like NAR does. I love NAR. I love their data department, et cetera. I love that part of data. All agents should become realtors. Just for that alone, that's worth $500 a year for all the data they produce. But Larry, you and we at Vestera take it further and further. And what have we found out? That which market in Colorado is the hottest market for investors?
It's Colorado Springs.
Yeah, why? Because its median price is $330,000 to $340,000. And Fort Collins, we're above $400,000 for the median price. That's too high for investors, typically the way we
scale it
for the best markets. So, listeners, you live in Colorado Springs, get ready for 10 to 12% or more appreciation likely in 2020. Fort Collins, likely 8 to 12. How about Denver, the down and depressed Denver market? Larry, what are we looking at there, likely for appreciation?
Oh, another 6 to 8%.
6 to 8%. Oh, okay. That's a little step down from 9 or 10, but this past year it was more like 8 or 9. We're just inching downward a little bit.
And that compares to the stock market, where people are saying, well, we might get 4 or 5% this year. Think about it when it comes to investing. Where do you want to invest? 4 or 5%? Or 6 or 8%.
Larry, at the Vestera seminar coming up on January 25th, on Saturday, we'll be showing the typical, and I'm talking about the typical low end of return cash on cash in a first year, the low end is over 40% return. Larry, all kinds of good things are happening. We're going to take a break. May that be a good thing, and you take a break from this, because this was Barry's train wreck information so that you're aware of the buzzards hovering around. Don't let them wreck your future. Okay, this is Barry Miller. Yes, I'm a consumer advocate and a genuine one. We care about you as consumers first. And then, if you decide ever that it's the right time for you to become a home seller or home buyer, rest assured you have a protector when you're talking with Barry or Larry, or Barry and Larry Real Estate, or call in the Barry and Larry Show, or you know, listen up, because we're always giving out data. I still have pages of data, resource data on the Springs, on Fort Collins, on Denver, et cetera. And it continues to say that it's a strong, solid market. Sellers, what we're saying to you in summary today is beware, please beware of misinformation coming from all kinds of sources. Don't let the train wreck, as we're calling it, happen to you. Don't let the buzzards outpace you. The buzzards are hovering, almost looking for a weak consumer. We call it lambs to the slaughter. Don't be a weak lamb, but rest assured you have a protector here in Barry Miller, and I'm proud of that fact, and I'll welcome any of you who doubt what we're saying, or you think of some other story, come on air, call in. We're happy to take your calls. We have another show coming up after this one, and you could call us at 303-713-8255, or call us anytime at 833-442-2779 during the week. and say hi and let's chat. We're here to help you have second thoughts as a seller. You should get second opinions on what your home is worth. You should get second opinions on a really strategic, tactical marketing campaign that just might get you more money for your listing. But Larry, your hand is up. You want to say something?
That's right, Barry. I wanted to kind of mention that we're going to have an investment seminar on January 25th at 10:30. It's absolutely free to you. Great location. We'll let you know where it is when you register. But we also are going to do a boot camp in February. Do you want to say a few words about our boot camp for buyers and sellers of residential real estate?
Well, you're right, Larry. I before I do that, we don't have the date set for that yet.
That's right.
The boot camp for home buyers, for home sellers. Now, that's really for you consumers who are thinking about being a seller, want to know more information. We have a lot of you smart listeners come and say and tell us you're not looking to buy or sell for 2 or 3 years, but you want the information. Oh, we have the information and we turn it over to you. We don't protect the information. We turn it over to you in a style, in a method, in a technique, in a seminar, in a boot camp that gives the information to you in a nice format for the 10 savvy and smart steps to take as a seller. Savvy and smart steps, 10 of them to take as a buyer. So that'll be in February, probably the second half of February. But Larry, coming up now, and our listeners need to be aware of this, any of you who want to know more about turnkey investing, that seminar is a 90-minute seminar. Let's point out the boot camp is 3 hours for buyers and sellers because it covers buyers and sellers 10 steps. The investor seminar covers the investors 10 steps, but we keep that collective together as an investor. The 10 steps you have to take, including buying and selling, that's a 90-minute seminar. That's Saturday, January 25th. Oh my gosh, you need to get in your reservation. You should call now and get that reservation in. 833-442-2779. Another way to say it is 833-442-2779. Larry, yeah, that is a wonderful seminar coming up. And again, we don't beat you up. We give you information. We turn the power over to you. And that power is in the form of well put together, solid, provable, understandable data and information. Larry, happy to be here with you at the first show of the year 2020. And I just want to say bye-bye for now.
Really, I recommend you register now for the VHS Saturday, January 25th Investor Seminar. Call 833-442-2779.
Call us anytime. Bye-bye.